You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Dunn and Ollie Pimlott with you on this edition, looking ahead to Saturday's racing. And what a Saturday we have in store as well. Some superb racing from Newbury and Newcastle and elsewhere as well. We've also got action at Doncaster to look forward to, and Bangor on Dee and Ferry House and Wolverhampton. So plenty to go at. Mr. Pimlott is sat alongside me. Good afternoon, Mr. Pimlott.
Good afternoon, Alex Dunn. What a lovely surprise.
What?
Just being here with you.
Oh, nice.
On a cold, wintry day.
It is. We're snuggled up in Studio 3, aren't we?
Oh. People would pay good money to snuggle up to you, Alex.
They wouldn't, but that's
like
okay.
Like a cuddly little bear.
Hey, I tell you, it was needed last night because my boiler broke, Ollie.
Oh, and they're expensive jobs for boilers.
I've just had it fixed and it has set me back plenty.
See, if I was to start my life again.
Yeah.
Plumber.
Yeah.
Or a boiler man. You can't go far wrong with that.
You can't. We're going to look ahead to the Hennessy. Yes. Or the Ladbrokes Trophy Chase, yes, as we apparently
best
have to call it now.
Best thing that Hennessy ever did was stopping sponsoring that race.
Yeah.
Because everybody will still call it the Hennessy.
They're not paid a penny.
And they're not paying money for it.
We've also got the Fighting Fifth Hurdle at Newcastle. Now, we'll get to that in just a second. First, though, we've got to talk about Friday's action.
Oh.
Recording this just off the back of one heck of a shock in the long-distance hurdle. Beer goggles, gamely repelling, you know what I mean, Harry, with Thistlecrack. Very disappointing.
Well, prior to the race, you'd have said, Alex, you'd have needed your beer goggles on to back beer goggles. Mm. Because he was well beaten last time. He was around about the right price on what he'd shown on form, wasn't he?
Mm.
And yet, he's gone and won. Firstly, you have to doff your cap to the trainer, Richard Woolacott.
Yeah.
He picked this horse up off Mickey Hammond. He himself, a very good trainer up in the north, Mickey Hammond. And when he got it, Alex Dunn, this horse, Beer Goggles, had an official rating of 104.
Mm.
It went in today's race off a mark of 152, so he's gone up £48. Prior to winning today. So yeah. What's he going to be after today?
Goodness only knows. But it was one of those performances where you couldn't say it was a fluke.
It was no fluke whatsoever, no. Because, you know what I mean, Harry had every chance. Obviously he had to give £6 to it.
Yep.
But he had every chance to go by and he couldn't get by it.
We are recording this genuinely 10 minutes after the race is finished.
Yeah, the name reaction will be Thistlecrack.
Yeah, because we've not heard anything that there's anything wrong with Thistlecrack as of yet. Could just be that he was badly needing the run. Could be that there is a problem there.
He's had a long layoff, hasn't he? We last seen him on the 28th of January when he was beaten by Many Clouds at Cheltenham. They would prior to the race, Colin Tizard said that he had him as fit as he wanted for his first start. So that would suggest he was fit enough to win.
Yep.
And the way he's fallen out the back of the telly, it was not fitness, Alex. I would suggest that there was something amiss, because look through his career, when has he ever bombed out? In the Imperial Cup, he finished 5th of 23. And at Cheltenham, when Michael Legg rode him in the Grade 2, he was 25-1, he finished 7th of 9. Every other time, he's either won or finished 2nd.
Mm.
So he's never ran a stinker. So clearly, obviously, he had a tendon issue after Cheltenham. Perhaps that's reared its head again, but there's got to be an issue. We are recording, literally, as you say, Alex, five minutes after the end of the race, so we don't know anything.
So if something has come to light,
you'd have thought by the morning or by the time people, our beloved listeners, are taking this podcast in, that something will have come to light. But he just ran too bad to be true.
And you know what I mean, Harry has run a solid race.
That is what he is.
Yeah. He hasn't really done much wrong.
Done nothing wrong in defeat, just beaten by a better horse on the day.
As for Saturday's action then, we'll start with the 210. That is the Fighting Fifth from Newcastle. There is so much good racing everywhere to look at, but we are going to focus on the two feature races, if you like. Now, Bouvardaire is obviously a short price market leader at fives on here.
Very short.
At William Hill. It is then Irving next in at around about 4-1. Flying Tiger is around 14s and then bigger prices the rest. Cap Gary and Massali.
What's amazing about Bouvardaire is he started off last season novice chasing.
Yeah.
Beat Cloudy Dream. I mean, that form looks good now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Beat Cloudy Dream, then he beat Gino Trail at Warwick. Then they decided we'll go back over hurdles. Won a listed race at Sandown, of course, won the champion hurdle, and then won the Aintree hurdle as well. Just an absolute revelation, this horse. Going to be very difficult to beat. You'll get his favoured. Well, it's soft heavy in places, perhaps that might be. You know, how you get him beat?
Well, I've just refreshed my page, by the way. 2-9, Bouvardaire. Irving, 9-2. 16-1.
Has won on heavy ground, though, at Sandown. It could just get bottomless there. Mm. Won on soft in the past.
I mean, 2-9, is it just buying money, or...?
I would never be a 2-9 player.
No.
I like Flying Tiger here without the favourite.
Okay.
Very shrewd connections here, Nick Williams. Remember, Nick Williams ran this in a Group 3 on its first run on the flat, two starts back, and he ran blooming well.
Yeah.
In that Group 3. He's probably up to group class on the flat, maybe listed. And then he didn't run too badly at all. Went third behind London Prize last time out.
That was the elite hurdle, wasn't
it? That was the elite hurdle at Wincanton. Now, of course, he is a Cheltenham Festival winner.
Mm-hmm.
He won the
Fred Winter
and then finished fourth at Aintree in the group, what the grade one there. Finishing behind Defi de Sol and Divan Bear. Obviously, that form was taken a lot, but he didn't probably run up to his mark there.
Mm.
I think at 16-1, I could chance him.
Irving,
and hope that one bombs out. Irving's
won the race two of the last three years, but he's now 9.
Got a good record fresh, but he has had his issues in the past as well.
Yeah.
Beat Apple's Jade, of course, in this race last year, but then his form sort of tailed off.
Yeah.
Fell at Haydock.
This is his champion hurdle, isn't it?
Fell third or fourth behind Bouvardaire, and then was last in the Kingwell behind Yanworth. So, as you said, this has got great record fresh. Won this two of the last 3 years. This is his champion hurdle, but he's getting a bit long in the tooth.
So you back Flying Tiger without Bouvardaire?
I'm just going to back him each way, a quarter.
Okay.
It's 4-1 if he finishes second.
Yeah, and he could win.
He could win.
He could.
We've seen it today with beer goggles.
Yeah, why not? As for the Hennessy then, the Ladbrokes Trophy, it's going to take a while to stop that, by the way. I'll run you through the betting. We've got Total Recall 5-1, 6-1 American, Single Farm Payment 13-2, Whisper is 15-2, 8's for A Genie in a Bottle, 9's Vita du Rock, Coney Gree is 12's, 14-1 Royal Vacation, Present Man 16's with Cogri, Pleasant Company 20's with Mr. Approach, and 22's and Bigger the rest of them.
What this I would love to see good here, little race. Alex Dunn.
Go on.
Coney Gree, do a Denman. Off top weight. Go from the front.
But is he going to do that?
No, he's not.
It'd be great to see it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That would be the fairy tale.
It won't. No, it could.
First novice to win a Cheltenham Gold Cup for 41 years.
Yeah.
But he's had a lot of injury issues since. They were blaming the sun after Weatherby. Absolute rubbish.
Mm.
He lost his confidence, didn't he? Made a bad mistake at the eighth and he lost his confidence. That wasn't the sun. Well, it might have been the sun that made him do it, but it was his lost confidence. Now they'll have been schooled him since. Does he retain the same ability? That is open to question. I mean,
unfortunately, if you have been outside in the last week or so, there's no sun to speak of.
There's no. But that was a cracking run at Punchestown, wasn't it, in the Punchestown Gold Cup, when third behind Sizing John ran a brilliant race, beating a short head and 1.5 lengths, and Jacquardin was in front of him.
Yeah,
that would be the ideal winner for me.
Okay,
it's not going to happen.
Be great to watch.
But it'd be brilliant.
Yeah,
because he'd be like Denman, he'd be out in front, but booming along.
And that running style is suited to this.
It is. We saw it last year with Native River. So that would be my ideal of it. I don't think Whisper jumps well enough.
Mm.
Dual grade one hurdle winner, of course, one of the best staying chasers last year. Only just beat Clan de Zorbo when jumping poorly at Kempton. I think his jumping will let him down. Davy Russell gets on extremely well with him, but his jumping just isn't good enough in a race like this. I think he might get too far back.
You see, there's two horses in here that are so interesting and two of my favourite horses for the season, if you like. If I was doing a 10 to follow, yes. if that makes sense, yes. then they'd certainly be in there. Now, they are first and second favourites. Mm. I almost don't want them to run against each other, and I don't think...
So the first one is Total Recall.
Total Recall is potentially ludicrously well
handicapped. Yeah, when he won the Munster National at Limerick back in October, that was his first run for Willie Mullins.
And that was in a canter as well.
It wasn't a canter, but he's gone up £18, Alex Dunn. Moved from Sandra Hughes to Willie Mullins, and he's gone up £18. One off marker 129, and obviously £18 higher today, Total Recall off marker 147.
Paul Townend on board, by the way, obviously with Ruby being out. An American has been on many people's shortlist now for quite a while, and similarly for me, Newbury Suits, you would think, tick.
Yeah. Lightly raced.
Lightly raced, tick. But I just think he's a lovely, lovely horse. Is this race for him on this occasion?
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's almost,
is it coming a bit too soon? Is that
possibly. And also, is it almost just a bit too good to be true? You know, when everything just sort of seems to stack up and you think,
every tick in the right box. Sometimes you think that. Sometimes you go into a race and think,
you can overthink things.
This is too good to be true, can't you?
I think he's got one heck of a career ahead of him, even if he does remain lightly raced.
Maybe just come a bit too soon.
I mean, it's only his seventh start.
Mm. He could be thrown in. But equally, the top two in the market could be thrown in, couldn't they?
Yeah.
They could be thrown in.
Feasibly. Next in, Single Farm Payment is the... I'd say the first of the...
Well, he was second Calgary at Cheltenham five weeks ago.
Of the solid handicappers.
But how much off his marker 147 has he got in his back pocket? I would say zero.
And then it's eights and bigger the rest. Eugenie in a Bottle and Vita de Rock have both been quietly backed this week. Can you see why? Eugenie in a Bottle looks like being the...
Well, Vita de Rock ran sixth in this last year.
He's the only Giggins Tavern, actually.
And he's had a reappearance, but they're putting spot on over hurdles. So clearly they think off his mark... he's got 10 stone 1, 140, so he's creeping in at the bottom. Clearly, I think his mark was decent because they gave him a spin over hurdles prior to this to put him spot on. Very shrewd connections. Aidan Coleman rides for Nicky Henderson. What's Daryl Jacob riding in the race?
Daryl Jacob is...
Or has he gone to Newcastle?
Not riding in the race, I'll find out for you.
Yeah, he might have gone to Newcastle, because it's interesting, it runs in... He's a stable retained jockey, isn't he, Daryl Jacob, in these colours?
Daryl Jacob. Future entries. He's going to Bangor.
He must be Bangor on D.
He is. He's got six rides at Bangor.
Yeah.
Three for Ben Pauling. And none of them, on the face of it, look... Well, the racing at Bangor on Saturday isn't the best, but...
That weight might be an issue as well there.
Could he do 10-1?
10-1 might be the issue, perhaps.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, we'll have to check that out, won't we? Just see what his lightest race was. But it is interesting that his retainer's got a ride in the race and he's not riding it, but probably 10-1 might be the issue there. So Vita de Rock should go okay. It is very, very tough. I was going to go, though, with another progressive one. Well, is he progressive? Present Man.
Yes, yeah. With Bryony Frost of all. Yeah. That would almost be the... The second best story after Cody Gray, wouldn't it?
Well, Bryony Frost, obviously gone conditional this year, and she couldn't have asked for a better time of it.
She's great.
An incredible time. Good to see a lady jockey getting a good go, and she's rewarded her boss, Paul Nichols. He's had various Saturday big winners. Won over hurdles and took it up another notch when just getting up in the Badger Ales at Wincanton, gone up a further £4. A couple of question marks. Will that £4 stop it? Up to a mark of 142. Obviously, Bryony offsets the £5, but she offset it at the Wincanton, so it is up £4, basically. And was the Badger Ales taking too much out of it? You look at the recent winners, they're all pretty much class acts.
You've got to be pretty classy to win this.
You've got to be very classy. Native River, of course, last year, then went on to win the Welsh National. Smad Place, we all know how good he is. Many Clouds, national winner. Chilo Dalan had his injury issues. Bobsworth, Gold Cup winner. Carruthers. Absolute nailed on. Well, it's probably top handicapper Carruthers. Never quite got.
I was going to say, but I think the point we're making is
Diamond Harry.
Handicap projects don't win this.
Well, no, Diamond Harry, top grade one horse. Denman, nothing more.
They are horses who are using this as a stepping stone into proper graded company. But what screams out?
There's nothing
this
really
year?
Screaming out. There's nothing really in those sort of horses in this race.
Coney Gray's been there, done that. American is the one who could.
American or
Total Recall.
Total Recall, the Mullins horse.
But Total Recall is, I know you could almost say that the form for Willie Mullins is turning over a new leaf, starting again almost.
I think he may be starting again.
Prior to that, it
he's only
it was
eight,
a,
remember?
A handicap. Yeah, yeah, true. And American's the one who could be absolutely anything.
Yeah.
It could be in a year's time we're going, hang on, how on earth?
How has he gone off 6-1?
6-1 for Hennessy. But.
Could be the same, though, in the race we've just seen at Newbury. How on earth has it won at 40-1?
What, you mean in 3 years' time when Beer Goggles has won three stayers' hurdles
if
on the
if Beer Goggles goes on to win the stayers' hurdle, this year, say, one of 40-1 to win at Newbury.
Funny you should say that, actually, when you're talking about prices, because we've got a runner in here, Regal Encore, who, obviously, we talked to Sir Anthony McCoy quite a bit, and I remember giving him some flack on the phone a few months ago about the fact that he managed to get Regal Encore beat at Hexham at fours on. Mm-hmm. And I won't tell you his exact response because it was a little bit rude.
Expletive.
But See You at Midnight was the winner of that race. It's 66-1.
Yeah.
And
how do you go?
That's one of those races you just go, hang on. You know, and you look at horses Ticking to Mickey and behind 13-2, who's I think still going.
What's See You at Midnight rated now?
See You at Midnight is rated 149.
Yeah.
You just think.
You just bumped into one.
Yeah.
Hindsight.
Unlucky AP. Yeah. Try again next time. But anyway, right, selection. What's it going to be in the Ladbrokes Trophy Chase or the Hennessy?
If I'm honest,
yeah,
I don't have a strong selection for it.
Okay.
Because it's just so hard. I don't think there's a superstar in the race, personally. Mm-hmm. Because Total Recall's gone up £18. Sandra Hughes wasn't a bad trainer in her own right. William Mullins has taken it to a new level, but it remains to be seen if that mark of in the 140s is going to be too high.
So many interesting. But would it be Present Man each way, small stakes?
Possibly, but I just think he's had a hard race in the Badger Ales. The same with American. I think American is the potential class act. Free from free over fences. He's gone up £9, but even so, there could be more to come. If you gave me a £5 free bet,
yeah,
I'll bet American here.
Okay.
But it's a race that I would sit down, watch and enjoy.
Would you go each way?
I think he'll win. If he is what he could be, I think he'll win. Because he's taken likes of Whisper, A Genie in a Bottle, Vita de Rock, Coney Gree. We pretty much know where we stand with these, don't we?
Now it's an open race. If you were having each way bet, how many places would you want?
Well, I'd want at least four.
Seven.
Seven?
Seven. So you probably would back it each way actually, wouldn't you?
You could be, seven places each way you can back three or four.
And basically, if you finish, you're in with a chance.
You're a fifth of the odds, so obviously it's usually a quarter, but you're getting three more places.
Yeah. Not bad, that, is it?
It isn't. When you got 20... It's not like the National where you got 40 runners. 21 runners.
5-1 the field as well.
Yeah.
Worst ways to go at it anyway.
My best bet tomorrow, though...
Yes.
...is at Newcastle. I do think Flying Tiger will outrun those odds of 16-1.
So Flying Tiger without the Fav or each way?
I'd go each way.
Okay.
Because if one of Bouvardaire or Irving bombs out, I think Flying Tiger is still, he's the progressive one in the field, still only a four-year-old, won the Fred Winter last year, shaped very well in a Group 3 on the flat since.
Mm-hmm.
That might, you know, first run back over hurdles, he might have been a little bit rusty last time, the King Well. I think he'll outrun his odds tomorrow, Flying Tiger, each way, caught the odds 1-2, effectively 4-1 if he finishes second.
Yeah.
I'll be maggoting that tomorrow.
Top man. Well, thank you very much, Ollie. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Make sure you tune in to William Hill Racing Radio tomorrow. I'll be in the presenter's chair with James Millman and Rory DeLaghi from 11:45 all the way through to 9:15. So come and keep me company, please. Good luck with your bets on Saturday. And we'll catch up with you soon on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.